Proclamation number 0877 of 21st of April, 1939. God's childhood. End aim of life. State of light. Don't forget that you are called to become children of God and that you shall also enter into the same rights as a child if you prove yourselves worthy to be called children of God. And therefore it is necessary that you recognize what your activity will consist of one day in the beyond. It is necessary in order to make you understand with what eagerness you should strive for your higher development and how you should make use of every opportunity which can earn you the childship to God. To be a child of God means to completely submit to the Heavenly Father's will, to be devoted to Him in all love and humility, and to set the final union with the Father as your first aim, so that the Father in heaven will likewise turn all his love towards the earthly child, instruct it in all wisdom and let it gain insight into his creation, and this for the purpose of ever further perfection, which is indispensable in order to be rightfully called a child of God. The Lord has destined all his earthly children to become children of God. Yet only very few grasp the true meaning of this word and do not know how unspeakably significant it is for the human being. Establish the child's relationship with the Father as early as possible. He will soon, through heartfelt devotion, receive a vivid representation of both the earthly task and the activity in the state of light and recognize the ultimate meaning and purpose. The human being, with fullest knowledge of his emergence and higher development, will pursue his aim with tenacious resistance. He will strive to become a child of God on earth in order to recognize his actual task in the beyond and likewise try to fulfill it with all his strength. For the fulfillment of the earthly task is not the only and final purpose of life and the entire embodiment of the human soul. Rather, this purpose is to be sought and found in pure spiritual striving. And this, in turn, is intended to enable the human being to overlook the whole of creation in the beyond and to contribute to the revival of this creation in many ways. Once the earthly being has become certain that an eternal, unchanging deity has also assigned it a mission for later and that it can then still create and strive undiminished, but in a spiritual way, earthly life will take on a completely different form and will also be used much more beneficially for the soul's salvation, for it will recognize its final aim and henceforth endeavor to serve God as the Eternal Father and to prove itself worthy of God's childship. Amen.